from the Hilton Hotel. On top of the Hilton Hotel. For your entertainment pleasure.
WCBN FM, Ann Arbor. If you're any further left, you'd be watching TV.
picture on their breath and said commercials. There is a redeemed world that's redeemed of me. She wipes a tear and says, I'm finally happy.
There's no reason why I feel this could come. Beauty a chance for a change instead of these other things, you know. The world has tried everything. Everybody's been free, really, to do things and be supported by the public, like pornography and all these things supported by the public. And the public has no right to complain if they have a bad world, because they need to support something decent, something harmonious, and something beautiful. and they'll get in return from the cosmos, they will get it. I mean, it might come from God, it might come from the devil, it might come from anywhere, but I'm sure all the superior beings would appreciate it greatly if humanity would turn around and do something beautiful.
Thursdays from 9 a.m. until noon on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Food Gathers is Washtenaw County's food rescue and food bank program. Every day throughout the year, we fight hunger where we live. Call us at 761-2796 to find out how you can volunteer, how you can donate money, how you can donate food. Call us at 761-2796 to find out the role you can play in fighting hunger.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor, it's 4:30. I'm Paul, this is The Answer Isn't the Beat. I do the show every Saturday, 2 to 6 a.m. I'm also online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. We heard now from Dar Sombra from a CD called Polyvision. This is the first of two tracks in the album. It's called Underworld. Before this, we hear Sally Shapiro with I'll Be By Your Side, the extended mix from the North American version of the album Disco Romance, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. And before that, we heard pretty much the main inspiration for Sally Shapiro, Valerie Dore with It's So Easy, a version from a double CD, Greatest Hits and Remixes, that has way more than you could ever possibly want to hear by Valerie Dore, because she had three really good singles and a lot of crap. And I shouldn't even say she, because Valerie Dore was a project that started out with one vocalist and then went to a different vocalist, and probably even more than that. And it's hard to really sum everything up. But the first couple singles are absolutely classic Italo disco. So, before that, Arab Strap with The Shy Retire from the album Monday at the Hug and Pint. Before that, Fern with a PH with the track Hospital Garden from their recent cassette called Cool Coma out on Fixture Records. Before that, Star, which is a project of Scott Cortez from Love's Lies Crushing. They put out an album almost 10 years ago called Devastator, and it was reissued recently by St. Marie Records, and we heard Champion of Love. Before that, Monogamy with Finally Happy from the Semi-Floral 7-inch from earlier this year. Tears Run Rings with Broken from their new album Insurges. Patrick Cowley and Candida Royale with Elementals from Candida Cosmica, a new release on Dark Entries. The tracks were recorded in the early 70s. It's just so bizarre, like how was he making those sounds? How was he doing that? And yeah, it's Patrick Holly was a genius. Before that, Hexa with Vertical Horizons from the new album Factory Photographs. That is the guy from Juju, Jamie Stewart, and Lawrence English. Before that, Mika Levi. I don't even know how her name is pronounced. Mika Levi? It's Mikachu and the Shapes. It's her real name. Lee Harvey Oswald was a track, and it's from the soundtrack to the movie Jackie. Steve Moore of Zombie fame. With Kurt and Travis Arrive from the soundtrack to The Mind's Eye, new one Relapse. Richard H. Kirk with Chasing Shadows from his new box set, 7489. It's an 8-CD box set, a whole bunch of his early solo albums and other stuff. It's astounding. It's beyond belief. And before that, Sandoz, which is another alias of Richard H. Kirk. There's a Sandoz box set, which is the first three albums, plus other stuff. And so we hear Chocolate Machine number one, which is a previously unreleased version of one of his early singles. Before that, Space Art with Onyx from the first Space Art album. All of them were reissued on Because Music. And there's also a remix album. So, yeah, that was from a self-titled one from 1977. Before that, Jesse Lanza with Could Be You, DJ Tay, and Spin Remix from Oh No No No, a new remix EP on Hyperdub. Before that, D-Rai with Side A from Housed, which is a tape on NNA Tapes where he took a bunch of chords from old house records and chopped them and then randomly spliced them together. So, yeah. Sure, I'm not the only one who heard like tons of 808 State in there. Before that, Erast with Save Game Het from the album Cyberpunk. Telephone Tel Aviv with 8-track Project from the new reissue of Fahrenheit Far Enough. Although it's been reissued on vinyl, but it's only the original album. There's a digital version that has all the bonus tracks. Like, they're only available digitally, which is fine, but, like, I don't know. It seems kind of silly to just be releasing those digitally, like, not a CD version, or not an extra disc on vinyl. I don't know. But I mean, I think the bonus tracks are, like, better than the actual album. Before that, Caitlin Aurelia Smith and Suzanne Ciani with Closed Circuit from Sunergy. Outer Space with Gemini Suite Side B. Gemini Suite. That was that set, because I don't talk much. And now it's time for events info. Today is Saturday, December 3rd. There is a winter sale at Potter's Guild. Repeating every day until Sunday, December 4th. Decimate your holiday gift list with the creations of local ceramic artists. And it is a heated tent. Also, remote control car racing at the Washington Off Farm Council Grounds, starting at 10:30, and it's free. Also, Sven the Reindeer Creature Encounters at the Creature Conservancy. Meet Sven the Reindeer at 2 and 4 p.m. Also, a cougar, prairie dogs, kangaroos, giant tortoises, arctic foxes, and other animals from the Conservancy's menagerie. Also, Milonga, the Michigan Argentine Tango Club, meeting at the Michigan Union Vandenberg Room at 8 p.m. And Murder by Chanel, UM, Residential College Players at Keene Theater in East Quad at 8 p.m. It's a final performance. All right, what else? Sunday, December 4th, Drone Dog Episode 2, Election Day at the Trina Land Theater. Meeting every week until December 18th. It's at 3 p.m. Ann Arbor Poetry at the Espresso Rail on State Street from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday, December 5th, Neutral Zone Open Mic Night, Literati Bookstore, 7 p.m. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's like. I don't think so. Events information is brought to you by Current Magazine, Ann Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning. at 1:34, 37:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right. That's enough. I'm here till 6. Stay tuned. Keep listening.